Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I was today years old when I found out there are some people that put sunscreen on their dogs.
What?
Me too.
I was also today years old.
That's a thing?
Today years old?
Today years old, absolutely.
Yeah.
Today years old.
I just read this. 15% of pet owners put sunscreen on them in the summer.
Is it the hairless kind?
Oh. Now, I guess it doesn't say specifically a new survey, 2000, but pet owners... ensuring their pets are safe and healthy, about 1 in 10, a little bit more than 1 in 10, put sunscreen on their pet. I thought that the fur was a natural sunscreen.
It is for a lot of dogs, which is why some dogs you shouldn't shave, but I just did a quick Google, and you should not put human sunscreen on dogs. It is toxic for them.
Is there dog-friendly sunscreen?
Apparently, there is.
Really?
Yeah, there are formulas that are specifically intended for dogs, but human ones contain some stuff that are toxic to dogs, and then the dogs will lick their skin and ingest it.
Lucky pup sunscreen.
No, lucky pup. Wow. Really?
But where do you even put it? Because their entire body is covered by fur. So what are you rubbing it on?
I am assuming
like the little doggy wiener.
Okay. Or maybe the bellies underneath, like some dogs don't have fur on the bellies. Because I know they have the little things for their paws that you can put on the shoes for hot pavement. Because it really can burn their paws if you're not careful.
Anywho. Okay.
Well, now you got to be going down this rabbit hole.
That's exactly what I started to do. And this damn show is getting in the way of this rabbit hole that I really want to go down. Is she an a-hole for refusing to help her stepdaughter with something super, duper easy?
My stepdaughter is 17, and I don't have a relationship nor any form of interaction with her for the past 2 years. I used to be friendly to her and her two siblings, helping here and there with what they needed, shopping, pick up and drop off to different activities. Plus, I was doing all the cooking, cleaning, entertainment, organizing trips and activities for all. No problem. But no matter how nice or helpful I was to her, I always felt rejected. Now, initially, I thought it was normal, and it was a matter of time for her to open up to me. Her other two siblings were simply cordial with me, and that was fine. 4 years passed by, and things got worse. She was only acknowledging me whenever she needed something. Other than that, I was made to feel like an object. No hello, no goodbye, no even looking at me. We could both be in the same room, and she'd just pass me by like I was part of the decor. She was always wearing her AirPods around me, and she was never helpful around the house, nor were her siblings. I got tired of feeling used and rejected, so I stopped doing anything with and for her. My husband, not happy at all. We had so many fights and arguments about it, but I stood my ground. After 2 years of having peace of mind by not acknowledging one another, no fights, no issues, my husband went out of town. He then texted me that this daughter, who has not been speaking to me and I don't speak to her, wants to know if she can email me some forms to print out to give to her. Not only did I say no, but I also pointed out at how ballsy she was for requesting my help considering our situation. I also got mad at my husband for entertaining her request, knowing how bad things are among us. Acknowledging me only when she needs my free services was one of the many reasons I wanted nothing to do with her anymore. I had a big fight with my husband over the phone. He's beyond upset at me and finds me petty. Now, stepdaughter lives with her mom a couple of blocks away from us. She has an older half-brother that also lives in the neighborhood, and they get along very well. Her mom has lots of friends and extended family, so clearly, I'm not the only resource she has. The task wasn't going to take a lot of my time and effort. just printing some forms, and even though it was requested at 10 p.m., I could have printed it out and left it on the front porch for her to pick up in the morning. So, am I the a-hole for not helping my stepdaughter with her simple request?
Oh, what a toxic situation going on here, man. You got all this going on in the house. You got two people in there that aren't talking at all. Ooh, everybody's an a-hole here.
Well, one's an adult, and the other is technically a child.
A 17-year-old child.
A 17-year-old child, but still non-developed brain. Not fully developed brain. So the issue.
I know a lot of 40-year-olds that don't have.
So for me, the issue here is this is dad and this is dad's daughter, and he needs to step in so she shows respect to his wife, her stepmom. So I probably would have printed it, honestly, and been like, okay, if you want these papers, we have to have a talk.
I know this feeling. I think every parent has this feeling at some point of just, not at some point, just feeling completely unappreciated, right? That, what's the old cliche, I do and do and do for you, and this is the thanks I get. I think most parents at some point or another feel that way. So I'll be honest, there have been times where I have felt completely unappreciated and then get asked to do something, and I'm like, no. You know what? Absolutely not, man. I keep telling my sons that relationships are a two-way street. You know, it's not necessarily, this isn't a transactional relationship, but this has got to be a two-way street. So you feel that. And when you feel unappreciated, you don't feel like going the extra yard for your kids. I understand it. But this whole situation feels way more toxic than just that.
Yeah, I don't want to say she's the a-hole, but it does feel extremely petty because of the age factor. Like, with her being 17, it seems like she could have handled that a little better, whether that was to print it out and then have a talk with her or to have dad have a talk with her. But I just think because she is the elder in this situation, she probably should have handled that a little better.
Yeah, it feels so spiteful on the adult's part. And I love what you said yesterday, where you said you got to meet your kids where they're at. And she's 17, and I know that's, you know, she's legally about to become an adult, but she's still a kid. She's still learning how to have relationships with maybe somebody that she doesn't necessarily want to have a relationship with, her step parent. And kids have different ways of coping with it, and it sounds like she's coping with it by blocking everybody out.
Tracy here says match the energy. Hey, Tracy.
Hey. Oh yes, I call me the a-hole. Yeah, I'm gonna match some energy and set some boundaries. She has decided in these past 4 years, the teenager, this is the way that she chooses to have a relationship with her stepmother, even though she has reached out to her and has shown her, you know, that you can trust me. And I understand that she is a child and she has a child's brain, but it's actually reinforcing a really, really bad behavior of getting what you want, and you can treat people the way that you can, because you know that your dad is going to back you. And I totally agree with the stepmom. Set some boundaries and just be done with it. Respect and protect your own peace. That girl is crazy.
I appreciate you calling, and I don't think you're an a-hole at all. I think the father has to take to step up here for sure.
Absolutely does. And I also would love to know the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
The Bird Show.